entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Now stay tuned for
Mickey and Zach.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our friends at the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles, DMV, want you to know that you can go and get your ID done now. Hey, my nieces, I want to congratulate them. They turned 15 this week. They got their learner's permit, so they were by there now. And they don't have their real ID yet with this learner's permit. But, hey, you can get yours at SCDMV right now. Check online, scdmvonline.com. You can look at the wait times. You can find your local branch. You can find out what you need. There's a, you know, what kind of proof of identity and proof of where you live, proof of address, where you live, your current physical address. You need all these things. You can go online. They can tell you exactly what you need with the real ID. There's a frequently asked question thing on the real ID, how much it's going to cost you and why you need it to board flights or to get into any kind of federal building. It's our great friends at scdmvonline.com. You know, do that. Check out those wait times. I don't want to wait all day long over there. They know that, and they're going to take care of you. It is time now for our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report, and our very good friend Tyler Vissen joins us now. Good morning, Tyler. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Mickey. I'm doing well. I hope you guys are.
We are doing fantastic. It is kind of the end of the year wrapping up as far as your wildlife services and the things you can do now, and I know you want to talk about that, and then I got a second question coming up for you about next year, looking forward to it, but give me an idea about wrapping up this year in and the wildlife services and what you guys can do and why it's so important for you to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. So we had a really great year. We helped probably over 20-25 clients manage their properties, and whether it was maintenance or whether it was getting the food plots ready for deer season and looking forward to turkey season, you know, we were very grateful to all of our clients for choosing us and working with us, and we really enjoyed it, and we've got some good plans for expanding just a little bit next year to incorporate a couple other seasons, such as planting bell fields and duck impoundments. So a lot to look forward to for next year. A couple things I wanted to just add. I guess we're never really truly done, but I guess seasonally. Looking towards the winter, we've got a couple things coming up that I just want to make the listeners aware of. The first is to start planning for planting sawtooths or fruit trees, because that's a great way to diversify the food source on your property. It's a great way to pull deer out into the edges of the fields or into the middle of food plots and things of that nature. They mature at different times during the season, so you can have different food sources to hunt over, whether it's early season, mid-season, late season. That's just another way, like I said, to get some diversity in the diet that you have on the property for your wildlife. The second thing I wanted to mention was soil sampling, and that's coming up in January and February. But again, when everyone's looking at their food plots, they just need to be aware of how well the crops are doing, how well everything's growing. And if they look okay but not great, then it might be time to take some soil samples just to check the pH and make sure that, you know, that's one less thing you have to worry about. If your pH is somewhat low, then what we can do is we can go out and we can spread the lime and get the pH higher, and that's so important, because if your pH is off, then your plants cannot properly uptake the nutrients that you put in the soil. You can put as much fertilizer as you want on the food plots and dove fields and whatever you're planting, but if the pH isn't right, it'll never truly uptake the nutrients like it should. So that's another important thing we have coming up next season. So just a couple things to be aware of coming up on our calendar. Like I said, we're never truly done, but, you know, we enjoy this, so we try to incorporate as many things as we can year round.
You know, Tyler, just in wrapping that part of it up, there, if somebody might be listening for the first time, might say, man, what are you guys talking about? These are services that you provide for clients or to get these. You know, everybody, you know, that listening that might be into hunting and might be into it, either A, might not know how to go about preparing the land, or B, just might not have the time to do it. You guys provide a really cool service and an awesome service for those to maximize your time out there. And I know some folks like doing a part of it, but some folks might just be too busy to do this stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We have a few property owners that are actually out of the state, and so what they really rely on us for is to have their property ready to go as soon as deer season starts. So You know, we might be hanging deer stands. We might be filling corn feeders with protein or corn or whatever it may be. You know, basically we're doing start to finish. We're bush hogging the roads, limbing the roads, planting the food plots, doing all the prep work. So basically they just have to show up and hunt. And again, you know, some people do want to be incorporated and just enjoy it. And it's always nice to be out in the woods and seeing your property and the different things it has to offer. But, you know, same thing that you said is some people just don't have time, either work or out of state or for whatever reason, they just can't make it. So, we handle everything start to finish, whether, you know, like I said, bush hogging, planting food plots, road work, whatever it may be. You know, we handle that just so they have a good hunting experience and they can check all the things off their list that they have to do to get ready. So,
and probably doing it,
we offer.
Yeah, probably doing it better than they would do it anyway to make it a better piece of property. Better piece of property there.
We're getting a few good years of experience under our belt, so we should be locking things in right now.
I like the idea there, letting the professionals handle that for us. Hey, before I let you go, I was on the website, as I do every Thursday night in preparation for it, and, man, it's just seemingly every single week there's all kinds of new properties on there, some awesome-looking properties. And, man, I'd love to make you an offer on some of them at some point in time in my life, because you guys are the best at business, best in the business at offering these huge tracts and some beautiful pieces of land.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, weekly we're putting new things up, if not daily. So we've got some great properties, farm tracks, recreational tracks, a few timber tracks on the market, and you know, we're always getting new inventory. So if you haven't checked out our website lately, it'd be a great idea just to go through and see if something catches your eye. And if you have any questions, you can call us at 864-631-2770. And again, our website is www.janksincrealty.com.
I love it, man. Thanks for your help. Always enjoy visiting with you guys, and I hope you have a great weekend, Tyler.
Thanks, Mickey. Same to you.
All right. That's our good friend, Tyler Vissen from Jinx Inc. Realty. Hey, Mr. Orr 24, you doing okay over there? I hadn't talked to you in a while. Is everything okay?
Just lonely, but other than that, I'm fine.
Well, here's the deal. I got something for you. I'm going to reset where we are. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you some headlines from last night, some scores, and then I've got about 40 questions for you about this college football weekend coming up.
40 questions? I can only do 39, but let's do it.
Okay. All right. Here's the deal. Let me get catch up a little. So get your breath over there and then get your thinking cap on. Get the smart pills. Take a couple of smart pills ready for you. Mm-hmm. Last night, in case you missed it, Dodgers beat the Braves 6-0. And game two tonight, I'll tell you about the times here in a second. The other NLDS game last night, Milwaukee beat Colorado, a walk-off win, 3-2 in 10 innings. So today, Cleveland, Houston, TBS, 2 o'clock. Other, the 4:15 game, Rockies and Brewers, that's Fox Sports 1. The Yankees and Red Sox tonight, 7:30 on TBS. And the Dodgers and Braves game, 2 of that series, Fox Sports 1, that's 9:30 tonight. The PGA Tour got underway yesterday. Sepp Straka leads the Safeway Open. Phil Mickelson just 2 shots back at 7 under par. I'm going to give you a golf report here in a minute with our local guys. But the PGA Tour 2018-19 wraparound season began yesterday. The Colts beat the Patriots last night, 38-24 in NFL action. Jake Bentley, a game-time decision for South Carolina tomorrow. His injured knee has him a little concerned about his ability to protect himself, and we'll see a game-time decision coming out of that. Finally, the corruption trial in college basketball continued, and Brian Bowen Sr. dropped some bombs and talked about hundreds of thousands of dollars and all the offers from multiple schools. Clemson's Jerome Boston game was mentioned as getting $350. Again, at not good, but nowhere near what some of those other guys were. But from an agent through all that, the shoe contract people, the shoe people, and some of those agents out there, wasn't great news there. We get our biggie earlier in the day, talked about some of the lines. I want to get into some second-team quarterback stuff here now with my good friend Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24. All right, Zach, smart pills digested, thinking cap on. You ready for some stuff here?
Yes, sir.
All right. Jake Bentley, second-team quarterback tomorrow, maybe Mike Scarnecchia getting some snaps as a result of Bentley's knee. Maybe the Kerryon Joyner era begins tomorrow as a result of that. He's taking some first-team snaps. We saw that at Clemson where earlier in the year when Kelly Bryant was there, he went down with an injury. Trevor Lawrence thrust into it. Last week, Lawrence goes down with an injury, and we see Chase Bryce thrust into it. We see it all the time. Virginia Tech's on their second-team quarterback. He actually looked pretty good, the transfer from Kansas. We saw the Notre Dame going to a second-team guy, not out of injury, but out of, you know, going to another guy. We're seeing it all across college football right now. when we consider all the preseason polls and all the prognostications and all the lines and things about win totals and all, we don't talk enough about the second team quarterback. Zach, what in the world's going on? All these second team guys are making news all over the place.
Well, you know what? Whether it be injury or whether it be pushing the envelope as far as the starter is, these things matter, and these things happen to many teams over the course of the season. You don't want it to. If you're in any particular team, you want to go with your starter and ride him all the way through because you think he's the best player. But we'll see what happens tomorrow in terms of, you know, South Carolina specifically. Skarnecki is he's a backup quarterback. I don't think he's a starting caliber kind of guy. Is he good enough to beat Missouri? Maybe. But if he falters early, do you dress Bentley in case you need to use him? Do you not dress him at all? Do you turn to the kid Joiner and see what that experience all about? If the kid can't throw into the ocean, what are you going to do there? It's fascinating to see how coaches handle this decision across the country.
I think Bentley dresses. I think Skarnecki starts, and they put Bentley in case there's an emergency. Joiner in a Wildcat package, but by no means letting him throw the football very much. We'll see at noon tomorrow down in Williams-Brice in front of about, I'm going to guess about 65,000 down in Williams-Brice. Hey, maybe more people show up to see Skarnecki play. We'll see. All right, Zach. I have six ACC games this weekend. I have a storyline for each of the games, and I want your thoughts on each of the storylines. You ready?
Okay.
Tonight, 7 o'clock, ESPN, Georgia Tech 0-2 in the league, 2-3 overall. Louisville 0-2 in the league, 2-3 overall. Two coaches that aren't that popular with their fan bases right now. Not loser leaves town match, but maybe the beginning of the end for a couple of who needs this win more tomorrow, Paul Johnson or Bobby Petrino?
Paul Johnson, and it's not even particularly close for me. Bobby Petrino is expected to have a bit of a drop off this season after you lose a Heisman Trophy winner in your backfield and at quarterback in Lamar Jackson. Paul Johnson had a returning quarterback, a senior quarterback, a guy who's been in that offense for a couple of years, knew how to run it in Marshall. He's had his people in place. The injury bug didn't bite them as bad as it did last year earlier in the season. This is Paul Johnson's game to lose, and if he loses it, oh boy.
All right, tomorrow, 12:30, ACC Network. Pittsburgh's 2-3. They are 1-1 in the ACC. They're a 3.5-point underdog at home to Syracuse. The storyline here at Syracuse at 4-1, coming off the loss to Clemson, the emotional loss to Clemson. Does Syracuse have a hangover headed to Heinz Field?
Listen, there's no best wishes to either of these teams if you're a Clemson fan, right? Obviously, the two teams that have doled you out regular season losses the last couple of years. That being said, it is the storyline of can Syracuse overcome that emotional letdown of a loss on the road at Clemson, win a game that you were in and probably could have won if a couple of things had gone just a tad differently. So, yes, the storyline is can Syracuse muster up enough courage and mental fortitude to overcome Pittsburgh this week?
I think Syracuse wins and wins convincingly. The falling apart of the Syracuse program in the second half of the season the last 2 years, A, they're better on their lines of scrimmage. B, they've learned from that. C, Dino Babers is auditioning for a lot of bigger jobs out there. Boston College and NC State, 12:30 tomorrow, Carter-Finley Stadium. NC State's a 5.5-point favorite. This game is on the ACC Network. Boston College 4-1, undefeated at 1-0. NC State undefeated at 4-0. We lost the game to the Hurricane. They're 1-0. This is for the right to play Clemson for everything on the line, keeping their undefeated conference season. A.J. Dillon, not sure if he's going to play with his ankle injury. I hear this notion of Clemson fans kind of pulling for NC State, so State will be ranked and maybe get a night game and game day tomorrow or next week. Let me ask you this, Mr. War24. Can Boston College go into NC State, one of the biggest games in NC State in a long time. Can Boston College go take care of this?
Can they take care of it without A.J. Dillon?
Yeah, even with him. Can they do this?
With
can
him,
they pull this off?
With him, yes. Without A.J. Dillon, yeah. I don't think they have a prayer going down there.
All right. Clemson at Wake Forest. I'm looking for Clemson to start. Now, this won't be the perfect game. I'm looking for Clemson to start. Start looking more efficient, more effective and on the offense. You're looking for the same thing. Kind of, look, we know who the quarterback's going to be now. All right? We know that we know what ETN that we have right now. But
sure.
Are you looking for maybe a little more efficient offense with the Tigers tomorrow?
I'm looking for possibly four quarters of Trevor Lawrence. I think getting him into a full game is probably preferable at this point. rather than playing guys behind him, a la Chase Bryce, Ben Batts, and Hunter Renfrow, whoever it may be. Getting him into a rhythm with that offense, getting him into a rhythm with his teammates and knowing what he's going to do over the entirety of a game is crucial for his development and going forward for the Tigers.
All right. Perry, quarterback with Miami. Hey, by the way, Manny Diaz says that DeAndre Francois is the best quarterback they've seen in 2 years.
Whoa.
At Miami. I'm not buying that. There's no chance in this one, right?
No chance?
No.
There's always a chance.
No. And I'm going to tell you this. Miami's been we got to know Miami a little bit about their fan base. I'll tell you something, Mr. Or 24. Miami's fan base has been pretty good down there. That new building down there is kind of rocking and enclosed, and they've had some good crowds down there. There'll be a big crowd down at 3:30 tomorrow down at Hard Rock Stadium on ABC. All right, final one in the ACC. 6th-ranked Notre Dame, 24th-ranked Virginia Tech on ABC, 8 o'clock, yep. Lane Stadium, rocking and rolling, second-team quarterback. Any way at all Tech ruins Notre Dame's national championship hopes?
Listen, you get into night games up there in Blacksburg in October, November, whatever it is, there's something a little bit different about it. I think there's something to be said for it. Of course, it's still the team that's coming off of two weeks ago, a loss to Old Dominion. So you have no idea what Tech team's going to show up, but they have that backup quarterback, the theme of the show, essentially, the backup quarterback this year. Can he possibly take the next step against a much better Notre Dame team than anything he's faced so far in his young career? We'll see. I still think Notre Dame comes out of there with a win, but it could be closer than people think.
All right. Got to take a break. Mrs. Snaphook, hang on. I think she might defend herself a little bit after we come back from short break.
To be honest with you, it's been ruthless assault on her driving abilities from her husband.
Well, as I find out that she's on hold, I look over and I saw a fender bender right here in the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, no.
I want to make sure it's not her. We'll take a break. Come back with Mrs. Snaphook right after this.
The Clemson Tigers Network.
Let's go! With their sights set on Santa Clara, the Clemson Tigers are ready to further their goal with another conference matchup. The laser-focused Tigers travel to Wake Forest this week to take on the chaotic Demon Deacons. Game day starts with the Tiger Tailgate Show right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
WCCP is the flagship station for Clemson football. Game day starts with the Tiger pregame show with Scott Reimer and Kelly Gremlin, only on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hi friends, Mickey Plyler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. It's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
Hey guys, Austin here with Tiger Properties. Are you still looking for housing this fall? No worries. Check out the University Cottages at Ingalls Crossing. These exceptional two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bathroom cottages feature private baths, ample parking for you and your friends, free high-speed internet, a coffee bar for those all-nighters, and the University Cottages is conveniently located just 5 minutes from Clemson University. For more information, visit our website at universitycottages.com or give us a call at 864-654-RENT.
Bojangles Pork Chop Griller Biscuit is back. A savory pork chop with a little zip and a whole lot of flavor. Try our Pork Chop Griller Biscuit for just $1.99. Only available for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Did you know you can spray Lanix on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanix it.
Call us today at Lanix of Anderson.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing, it's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done, day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for EZ-Go and Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your EZ-Go cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new EZ-Go or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well, so don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
Hey guys, have you ever thought about betting on sports? Now's the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. We've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of our limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right, deposit today using promo code RADIO, and we'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
The Mickey Plyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Strike 3, you're up.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me.
Hey, my friends at Engineer Sleep want to invite you to come by. They want you to come by and test a mattress out, lay down in it, see what it feels like. You can't come to my house. Zach, don't come to my house. Don't lay my mattress. We don't allow anybody else back there. Just go to Engineer Sleep. They've got a bunch of beds set up in there, a bunch of mattresses set up, and you can just test them out, man, see which one you like better.
You're gone this weekend, man. All rules apply. No rules apply
no,
for the house.
No. Locking the door, throwing away the key, you can't get in
I'll
there.
I'll be over there working on the Traeger, laying in the mattress. It'd be great.
Nope. Not happening. Go by Engineer Sleep instead and get you a mattress. You're going to love it. Look, you hopefully spend 8 hours a day. Hopefully a third of your life is in bed. Why not just enjoy and get the best sleep you can? It is my wonderful friends at Engineered Sleep. They're off of Congaree Road in Greenville. Cut out the middleman. Don't let the middleman mark it up and really take his big chunk. Let the friends at Engineered Sleep help you out. Custom made, custom designed beds, mattresses, Engineered Sleep, Engineered Sleep. .com. All right. I must apologize. I think twice today I've said it wrong. The Patriots beat the Colts. Everybody knows that. The Patriots beat the Colts 38-24. Zach, did I say the Colts? Did I misspeak and say the Colts beat the Patriots?
Colts beat the Patriots. Yeah, you said that a couple of times. But hey, it's all right. We make mistakes.
The Patriots beat the Colts 38-24.
You know whose husband is a Patriots fan?
Snap Hook.
Yes,
Mrs. Snap Hook.
Mrs. Snap Hook husband, and she is on hold. Patiently.
Who's here to defend herself? Good morning, Mrs. Snap Hook. How are you?
Good morning, Nikki and Zach. I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're wonderful. I need you to defend yourself on a fairly consistent basis. Snap Hook calls in, and he says it's a known fact that you're not a good driver. I'm not buying this.
Yes, that is in fact why I'm calling. And the song choice there at the beginning of the show, perfect choice. Can you play that extra loud for Snap Hook to hear it?
Yes.
So, So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to defend myself today. In his defense, I am a horrible driver, but enough is enough. So when I work at Michelin and three or four different men come to me and say, look, you got to do something about this guy. It's time to take care of it. So I'm just going to be listening. I don't think he's brave enough to call in when I'm listening, because I don't have to be at work until 9. So usually I don't get to hear those calls. I have to hear it from guys at work. But I'm going to be listening closely, and I'm going to call and defend myself every time, because I drive 85 every day, and I've had no accidents so far. Knock on wood.
Well, I was going to ask you about...
I just have trouble paying attention.
You know, it's a bottom line world, right? And so he talks about it all the time. The bottom line is, do you cause accidents all the time?
No. And then I tell him, but did you die? No. He's safe. So
okay.
He's safe and all is well.
All right. Well, as long as you keep that up.
Exactly.
Is it an attention issue? Is it a tension issue for you? That's what it is?
That's what it is. I have trouble with people in the car with me paying attention. I kind of tend to swerve across three or four lanes of traffic when I have to make a turn and scare everyone in the car. But they haven't died, so we're good. All is well.
All is well. And you know what?
Just
maybe they need
you guys know that you are great for sales. I manage the trademark stores inside the Michelin, and I play you guys all day. It brings people in. Everybody loves WCCT. It brings people in, boosts sales. Love it.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. Hopefully we'll continue to do that for you. Hey, be safe. More than anything else, be safe out there, okay?
Exactly. I'm going to do that. I'm on my way to work now. I'm going to keep it in the road.
Good deal. Thanks for calling in. Be careful. I think what we got to talk to a snap hook about, Zach, is that if you know she's distracted – we talk about teenage drivers all the time with this, then don't give them things to be distracted about. No phones, no music, no conversations. Let's just concentrate on the one thing that's in front of us, the most important thing that's getting there. So maybe we'll get Snap Hook with his Patriots winning last night. Maybe, you know, maybe a little less distractions for her. Our good friend Jersey Jack is now with us. Hey, good morning, Jersey Jack. How you doing this morning?
Couldn't be better, man. I wish I was going to the game tomorrow, but I'm down here at Savannah Lakes playing at a little member guest, so having a good day. But I wanted to mention one thing about the quarterback situation we have at Clemson. Everybody says that we're not going to be as good because we don't have Kelly Bryant anymore. I just want to remind all of the prognosticators and the football experts that our current quarterback beat out Mr. Bryant. And God bless him, but Trevor Lawrence is named our starting quarterback, so I think we're in better shape than everybody thinks we're in.
You know, I agree with you, Jack. Plus, it's like now you don't have to do the two deals and have it with two different game plans and have two different packages and worry about the different cadences and things like this. All those that were just clamoring for just one quarterback, well, now you've got it. And I'm not sure it's going to happen this week. I think that we can talk about maybe with the open date next week, maybe the NC State game, you're going to start to see it a little bit. But I think you'll see Clemson's offense. It's already been good. You know, they're nationally ranked in almost every offensive category right now. But I think you're going to talk about going from good to elite maybe in the next few weeks.
Absolutely. And if you look at our stats, we have gotten more chunk plays than we have ever for the first five games of the year. I mean, we're getting 20, 30, 40-yard plays, and I think we're going to do the same thing tomorrow against Wake. I think we'd be comfortable. I wish I was heading up to the all, but I got to try to hit the little white ball this morning and tomorrow, so we'll try to get the – watch the game tomorrow at 3:30.
All right. You take care of your business down there at Savannah Lakes. We'll take care of our business up here.
All right, guys. Have enjoyed the show. Have a good day.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate that for sure. Yeah, I think that Clemson's offense will peak at the right time. Chad is in Columbia, South Carolina. Good morning, Chad. How you doing this morning?
Stop, Miss Napa. You up? All right, Nick, hey, couple questions. Kind of about your fanhood, so first question. Number one, seems like you go to every game now. You know, I know you didn't miss one with Deshaun starting. So when's the last time you missed a game, and when's the last time you missed a home game?
I have missed the last game I missed. I did not go to the Orange Bowl with Ohio State. Hosted a party that night instead, and we just don't know why. I just didn't go down there then. And then the Shawano started the next year and decided we were going to do all of those. It kind of like the Catalyst duo. And I would go to most of them, but I had this little thing for a while, Chad, that whenever Clemson, I'd go to the road games, and then whenever they lose the first game and be out of the national championship hunt, I wouldn't go from there on, so, because I wanted to see every game in a national championship season. So it's been there. Now, as far as home games go, I think I'm right by saying this. And I'm not exactly sure, but I think I can tell you that I missed one home game since I was five, and that was to take the SAT. And so that's 45 years. I think I missed one home game when I was 16.
All right, Nate, this is the second question. And so this is for you and Zach, okay? Last Saturday night, 7:30, Carolina was basically playing on YouTube, okay, on the SEC Network. And then the game of the week was on, maybe the game of the year, Mick, Ohio State, Penn State. So, question for you is that. What game did y'all watch more snaps in? The South Carolina game, you know, against Kentucky, or, you know, the game of the year, probably, Ohio State, Penn State, and I'll hang up with it.
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate the phone call. I watched South Carolina, Kentucky, and I turned back and forth, really almost with the repeat button. I mean, the recall button, last channel button, or whatever, return. And but Zach, you didn't have SEC Network, so you went with Ohio State and Kentucky, Ohio State and Penn State.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I switched back and forth. Let's get John and Easley up next. Hey, John, thanks for calling in. I hope you're doing well this morning.
I am. How are you gentlemen doing?
We're blessed. We're doing great.
I'm glad to hear it. Listen, I've noticed a trend in the NFL, and I wanted to get you guys' thoughts on it. Maybe I'm just imagining, but there seems to be an unusually high number of NFL players with a suffix after their last name. Senior, junior, second, to third. And, you know, that's fairly uncommon in general life. I mean, yes, there are generational namesakes, but when I turn on Red Zone on Sunday, it's almost like the NFL went out and got a bunch of players from a Cambridge prep school or something. And I have a theory on how this may have started, but I'm not really sure that these guys that are buying into this trend understand how that generational namesake thing works. You guys know Steve Smith, former Panther, Baltimore Ravens, great receiver. Years ago, I noticed that he put senior after his name, and I don't think it had anything to do with him worried about being confused with his son, because his son probably was only a couple of years old. I think it was more because there was another receiver in the NFL named Steve Smith, and he probably didn't want, you know, to be confused with the other guy on SportsCenter. But after that, there just seems to be a rash of guys, the junior, senior, the third. And, again, I'm not completely sure that they're understanding how that thing really works. And I'm always confused by senior because there's very few reasons that you would need senior after then your name. Maybe you and your son are both elected officials or you both work at the same law firm. But other than that, you're not likely to be confused with your son. I wanted to get you guys' opinion on that, and I'll take your comments off the air. Thanks.
I appreciate the phone call. Hadn't really thought about it, Odell Beckham Jr. I think maybe you're just honoring your family more than anything else. Zach, any thoughts on that? I hadn't noticed it a whole lot, but maybe just honoring your family a little bit. Okay, sorry about that. He's on the phone, but that's just what I noticed maybe. Yeah, you're not – no one thinks that as actually another Odell Beckham out there. No one thinks that's another Wayne Gallman out there. We're not going to get that confused. So maybe just honoring that, I think. Big Bad Bob is up next. Good morning, Big
hey,
Bad Bob.
Hey, I'll be quick, Mickey. I know you like to wrap it up at the end of the show. I think that Clemson's going to hopefully bust loose on the offense tomorrow, not distractions this week. And the defense is going to do their thing as usual. But I wanted to comment about Mr. Snaphook. I didn't hear Mr. Snaphook, but I met the couple before at Joe's, and they seemed very happy. But Mrs. Snaphook sounded like she was very sincere about her driving. If you drive anywhere in the upstate, you might as well have a tank, especially around Greenville County. the roads, they might post 40 or 45 or 35, but people are doing 70, and there's a lot of cars. So it sounds like she's sincere. So my advice to Snap Hook, I heard he's a mean guitar player, is write her a song about driving and careful driving, watch out for the other person, and say yes, dear. That's what I do. So thanks very much, Mickey. Great show.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it, Big Bad Bob. Thanks for calling in. And Snap Hook is our final phone call of the segment. Snap Hook, it sounds like that if it's a bottom line world, seems like she's doing pretty good driving, I think.
Look, fellas, it's like this. Secret to a happy marriage, don't ever take your wife to the eye doctor. That's just how it is. Mickey, you need to take that advice. Zach, brother, don't ever take her to LensCrafter, Sears Vision Center, anything like that. Just let them live in ignorance. That's all I got to say. I want to see Trevor throw for a 350 this weekend, Mickey.
You know what?
I want to see him drop 350 yards.
That wouldn't surprise me if that happened. Now, because we're going to actually see him, let me look this up really fast. I know we're up against a break, Zach, but let me look this up really fast as far as Trevor Lawrence goes. As far as the most attempts he's had so far in a game, he just hadn't played more than about five or six or seven series. And so,
out of five games, he may have played two games worth of total time.
Yeah. So we hadn't seen all of that. Let me get a little game by game for you here. Clemson's going to have a bunch of plays tomorrow. The Tigers are going to have a chance to, because of Wake Forest and their style of play. Trevor Lawrence has never thrown the ball 20 times in a game. He threw 19 times against Georgia Southern, 12 of 19 for 194, 18 times against Georgia Tech, 13 of 18 for 176, and four touchdowns. So far on the season, he threw 14 times against Furman, 9 against A&M, 19 against Georgia Southern, 18 against Georgia Tech, and 15 against Syracuse. Tomorrow, it's turned loose a little bit. He has his first 200-yard game, maybe his first 300-yard game, but definitely we'll see the first time he throws it more than 20 times tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see. If he's healthy, yeah, they'll definitely throw it the most. We'll see it tomorrow. We could see our best Trevor Lawrence tomorrow.
30-plus attempts. You think he's over 300?
Oh, yeah. I think especially against that defense, but especially with Higgins and Ross and Renfro and Rogers and all that. I like the screen game. I know people don't like the screen game. I like how fast he gets it out there, and I think Amari Rogers could have a big day out there in the flats tomorrow.
I like the way when he throws a screen, the guy's running into it instead of waiting for it. That's what I like to see. You know what I mean?
It gets out there quick, no doubt.
It's leading, you know. It's like they take a step into it instead of parked and waiting on it. Guys, enjoy the show. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you, friend. I appreciate the phone call. Our friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists want to build your garage floor. Jersey Jack got his done. I got mine done. I get so many of those phone calls, texts, and tweets about it. My wife and I were talking about it last night. We're so blessed to have our garage floor done by these guys. And really, I mean, I could have faked it and tried to do it myself. Quite frankly, I would have screwed the thing up worse than it could have ever looked. The DIY people. There's a few things in this world you don't DIY with, and don't DIY with your garage floor. High performance, epoxy base, solid. Get the really good looking finish on it. Slip resistant and stain resistant. And increase the value of your home. You are going to absolutely love your brand new garage floor. It's a no obligation phone call. Let them come measure your garage, show you their color, show you what they do, and see if they can help you out. It's CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com, 404-8158. Final segment from Chick-fil-A of Clemson when we come back after this.
Join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark this Friday night for the Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is Powdersville at Pendleton. Pre-game starts at 7 o'clock right here on 105.5 The Roar.
Subway has teamed up with 105.5 The Roar to sell Tigers for Tatas wristbands to raise money for breast cancer awareness. During the month of October, go to participating Subways and purchase the orange and purple wristbands for $5 each. All the proceeds go to the All In Foundation. Show your support this October and visit Subway in Seneca, Wahala, Westminster, Salem, Clemson, Central, Pendleton, or Liberty. Tigers for Tatas wristbands at participating Subway restaurants in the Upstate. Go Tigers!
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Pack your bags. Frontier Airlines has arrived at GSP International Airport with nonstop flights and low fares to Denver, Las Vegas, Orlando, and Tampa. Book your trip from GSP at flyfrontier.com. Frontier Airlines. Low fares done right.
Hi, this is Gary the Mortgage Expert. Do you need a mortgage? Get 3.875%. Buying a home? 3.875%. Is your credit only average? Get 3.875% with a 680 credit score. Take advantage of my 23 years of experience and call me at 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. NMLS number 107429, Classic Home Mortgage, NMLS number 182005. Subject to underwriting approval, equal credit opportunity lender, FHA loan APR 4.99%, rate subject to change.
Here at the Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. Here's a real full-service bank that puts community first. They are the community bank you have been looking for. Whether it is for business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Find a local branch at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Again, that's CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Tackle a day like a tiger when you've slept like a baby on a custom mattress from Engineered Sleep. Trust and quality are what has made them so successful. They are a true direct-to-consumer business, making all their mattresses at 627 Congaree Road and can handle any special request or custom order. And customers know that if their mattress isn't just right, Engineered Sleep will take care of them and leave them sleeping comfortably. Call 866-244-0898 or online at engineeredsleep.com.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming in early.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Welcome back. Final segment of the show. Time now for our Palmetto Dunes Palmetto Golf Report. One of our great friends at Palmetto Dunes, the beautiful, award-winning, world-class resort down at Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Hilton Head, as you know, is one of the best islands and voted one of the best islands. And a major part of it is Palmetto Dunes, right there in the center of the island. So easy, so convenient. And I tell you this before about what all you have to do to be ranked in these resorts. Some of these resorts are really nice. Obviously, they're nice for a reason. But you need to be versatile, and that's really what Palmetto Dunes has, not just in their golf. All three golf courses are different from each other, but then everything else that you do there, something for everything. It's hard planning a vacation. You got a 4-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 9-year-old, and you got two boys and a girl, two girls and a boy, and they got different people, different stuff, and taking friends, and the wife wants to do something different than you, and you got to do something different. Look, they've got something for everybody. It's our friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort, the versatile oceanfront resort, the award-winning oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Hey, the Palmetto Golf Report today, 6 local players opened up the PGA Tour season at the Safeway Open out in Napa, California. Sepp Straka is leading at 9 under par. Locally, good news, Sam Saunders, former Clemson Tiger, 6 under par, 66. He's 4th. Jonathan Bird, 5 under par. He is 12th, former Clemson Tiger. Lucas Glover, former Tiger, 3 under par. Tied for 31st. Bill Haas, Greville native, 2 under. He's 54th. Scott Brown shot even par. He's 97th. And Wesley Bryan, former Gamecock, is 5 over. He is tied for 143. That is our Palmetto Golf Report, brought to my great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Mr. Orr, 24.
Yes, sir.
Get your 2-minute drill ready.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to go. I got some interesting things right here. I'm going to do my Brad Hughes Accent Forgiveness Award early today, okay?
2 days in a row of early Brad Hughes Accent Forgiveness.
Yeah, just because I want to get your feedback on this one. I don't want to be rushed for time on this one. Brad Hughes, I'm an Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. I can get in touch with him at BradHughesInsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. Today I forgive all those when we have kind of like misdiagnosed Clemson's offense so far. All right? Let me give you some numbers, Zach Orr, Mr. 24.
Okay.
This offense has been good. Hadn't been great yet, right? They've had, you know, the two quarterbacks, the injuries with both the starting quarterbacks. I mean, let's not forget Kelly Bryant went down, and then Trevor Lawrence went down. He had the third team guy in there, and just trying to find your way, right?
Sure.
The numbers aren't bad, though. Surprisingly, through this, and this number's going to go up, but Clemson's passing offense is the worst of the 4 major offensive statistics nationally. Scoring offense, total offense, rushing offense, and passing offense. The passing offense so far, even though it's been big play, is 48th in the country and the worst of the 4 major categories. Clemson's passing offense, they throw it for 254 yards a game. That's 48th in the country. The total offense is 497 yards a game. We're talking all the time about 540. Isn't that the goal? Isn't that what we said in the preseason? We want the goal of 500 yards a game and 40 points a game?
That is the goal.
Total offense, so far, Clemson's 16th in the country in total offense. And this is without having firing on all cylinders right now. I think this offense is getting ready to explode. Let me give you 2 more numbers. Actually, I'm going to give you 3 more numbers. The scoring offense right now, Clemson at 38 points a game. That's 2 below where we need to be, where the goal is, but they're going to get there with that. They're 32nd in the country there. But let me give you a surprising statistic, Mr. Orr 24, Jack Lake Tonto.
Sure.
Clemson's running the ball at 242 yards per game. That is 20th in the country. And let me give you the most surprising stat, and the reason I bring all this up even in the face of everything else going on. Clemson is actually running the ball better than Alabama this year.
Whoa.
Alabama's 30th in the country running the football. Clemson is 20th in the country running the football. Clemson averages 242 yards per game. Let me tell you what Alabama, let me give you a little rushing offense here, tell you what the Crimson Tide do here. But what if I'd have told you that halfway through or almost a third of the way through the season there, that Clemson, that Alabama actually would be running the football for 217 yards a game, that Clemson would be averaging 25 more yards a game rushing than Alabama.
I would be very surprised had you told me that at the beginning of the season.
Okay. All right. Just making sure you knew all that there. Hey, what you got to work this weekend? Where are you watching the Yankee game tonight?
I will be watching in the comfort of my own home. I'm watching the Yankee
really?
Game tonight. 7:32 on TBS.
You got TBS?
Of course I have TBS.
Oh, you can't say of course. There's a lot of stations you don't have over there. I don't know. That's crazy. And don't act like I'm crazy for asking that.
I have other things. It.
I'm a little bit worried. And one of the phone calls I have to make today.
What do you worry about?
I'm a little bit worried about this. And talk me off the ledge here. Make sure, or just talk me down where I don't have to worry about this. some places don't have the SEC Network.
What do you need to watch SEC Network for? You're going up there to watch a game in person on Saturday.
No, Mr. Or 24. I'm going to this last resort place. Scott Reimer. Kelly Grammick's not going to be there, I don't think. But Scott Reimer will be there. It'll be Tiger pregame show on the road to Santa Clara. Can't wait. See friends, food trucks, get it all. Can't wait, right? Get a little grandma's stinky leg in there.
Sure.
Can't wait, right? But sometimes these places don't necessarily have the SEC Network. It's the Gamecocks' home network.
Well, I mean, what do you need to watch any kind of Gamecocks game for if you have Clemson on deck at all times? I don't understand what the problem would be there.
Or at South Carolina.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
I see what you did there.
Okay. Just making sure you saw what I did there. My friend, I have another fairly long two-minute drill,
yeah,
so let's go ahead and start that.
You're all kinds of long today.
I know, man. But hey, make me feel better. They're going to have the SEC Network up there, right?
You know what? Yes. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to be positive for you, optimistic. But okay. We'll see what happens.
All right. I got you. Let's get a two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, I don't know if you saw, but the Florida Gators will be enshrining Tim Tebow into their Ring of Honor this weekend against LSU. The 2007 Heisman Trophy winner and two-time national champion finished his career with 9,200 yards and 88 touchdowns, along with 2,900 on the ground and 57 scores on the ground. Unbelievable player. It was a pleasure to watch him when he was at Florida, and he will forever be remembered in Florida's Ring of Honor, one of only six players to be emblazoned on the stadium's walls for eternity.
How about that? A little Tim Tebow. He'll do some Tebowing over there this weekend. My two-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton@EricNewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, there's one man in Clemson that can handle everything for you. He's been doing it for 20 years. He'll do it for 20 more. It's EricNewton.com, a guy that I trust with everything. Full service, man. What do you want to come in and renovate your business or your home? They can do that. You want to buy a house, sell a house? You want any kind of rental properties? You want them to manage your current rental properties for you? You're looking for commercial real estate? Let them take care of you. It's EricNewton.com. I have a couple of things here for you, Mr. 24. Tonight, South Carolina Clemson fans, pay attention. Bellflower, California, St. John Bosco High School plays Orange County, California Lutheran High School tonight. At Orange, California Lutheran, quarterback Ryan Helinski, four-star quarterback, is committed to South Carolina. For St. John Bosco at Bellflower, California, five-star 2020 quarterback DJ Ugalela is starting quarterback there. He is very interested in Clemson. He'll be here next week. We got to look at high school football in California to watch maybe a potential Gamecock versus Tiger matchup tonight. Part one, big game out in California. Number two, if you're going to Wake Forest, there's a couple things you got to do. It's a donut capital of the world up there. They got all the Krispy Kreme donuts, so you got to keep an eye on that thing and get some donuts for you. They got a beer garden up there. They got all kinds of stuff in the stadium. They got the best fight song in the ACC outside of the Budweiser fourth quarter deal. They got the best mascot. I want to see Grandma Dick tomorrow.
Outside of Clemson's, right?
Oh, yeah, outside of Clemson's.
Yeah,
I want to see Grandma Dick.